Hey, Pete.
Hello, Brian.
How was your run today?
You know, I've been thinking about that question in general, and I wanted to say something. You know, this isn't radio, Brian. This is not transmitting into people's ears this second.
It's not literal broadcast radio. No, that's correct.
These are ones and zeros that people just decide when they're listening to it. I can't tell you how my run is today, in quotes.
Right,
because I don't know when this is happening. When's this happening?
When is this?
When is now?
When is now?
When is now?
Okay, that's. Let me put it this way. I have gotten more and more feedback.
What?
Well, my mom called, and apparently people are listening to this as they exercise or run, quite literally.
I am finding that shocking because I tried that. I tried listening to ourselves. I've done it a few times now.
Yeah,
so and
you voices in your head.
I end up in sub shops ordering like mozzarella sticks,
yeah,
hot wings. Yeah. Something about our voices just makes me crave salty foods.
And bacon.
And pork products.
Right.
We're getting a lot of feedback that people really are, I want to use the word motivated. Is that crazy? That might be a little crazy.
They might be literally running away from the sound of our voices.
I would do that.
Yeah.
I don't, but that's great. Listen, if anybody's listening right this very minute and you're actually doing it, you're actually putting rubber to the ground.
Or ladies.
Holy cow. Good on you.
Yeah.
I'll just keep going. Make sure you brought, did you bring water? I hope you brought water. So the other day, So the other day, for about 3 months now, I have not really gone for a good long distance run.
Right.
And by that, I mean anything really over 6 or 7 miles. I just haven't done it.
Right. Well, neither have I.
But we did our half back in October.
Mm-hmm.
But I got all ginned up last week thinking about possible
races. Well,
that's
not a good time to go running if you're ginned up.
Not literally.
Oh, different kind of ginning.
I got vodka'd up first thing, 6 a.m. I got on outside, wanted to sweat that out. And I ended up doing on a rainy Saturday, I clocked a good 9.5.
Holy mackerel.
Which is not double digits, I'll give you that, but it was, for me, for my size and how I run, but it was about an hour and a half of my life,
and
it felt great.
Yeah.
And I just want to applaud anybody out there now doing the long distance.
Doing the longs.
Go for it.
Great. If the roads are clear, both of ice and of vehicles, it's a great time to do it because you don't get overheated. I myself did a little over 8, and I was pretty much pain-free, and boy, it was great. I look down at my watch, and it says I burned 1,200 calories,
that feels
and
good.
You can't beat that.
No, and then you go and eat 3,600 in brownies,
because
you feel like you're a god.
That's right. How am I running so many miles and gaining weight?
Why am I puffy?
Yeah, well.
Well, it's the salt. You hypertensive freak show, it's the salt. As my doctor says. That's actually a quote. That's a quote from my doctor.
That's what she said.
You hypertensive freak show. It's the salt.
Why don't you go for a run today?
Hey, so I went to CVS last night.
Yeah.
And I picked up some prescriptions. I'm on the blood pressure medicine. It's nothing serious.
Right.
I can see the concern in your face. He's not even looking at me, everybody.
Not even making eye contact.
Yeah. He's on the line. So I pick it up, and I say, hey, I'm picking up one of these and one of these, right? And the woman says, well, no, you're only just picking up one of these,
mm-hmm.
not this, because you aren't due to have that filled for another, 20 or so days. And I said, is that true? She said, well, yeah, you've been taking only half a tablet, right? And I said, yes, that's, I was, of course, confused here momentarily. So I get home, I realize, I've been pounding, I've been double dosing on this stuff. And one of the things.
This is hypertension. This is blood.
It's
blood
pressure
stuff. I don't know
what
you're talking
about. It's basically a diuretic. It makes you pee.
Oh, okay.
It's not a big deal. But I was like, that's all. I mean, we're talking 25 milligrams, not a big deal.
Right.
But I was only supposed to do half that a day.
Well, as we've said many times on the show, I'm not a doctor.
No.
But I do have a question.
No, not a medical doctor.
No, well, that's true. I am Dr. Love.
You are.
For the next 20 days, now you're not going to be taking anything?
Well, that's a good question.
That sounds dangerous to me.
I don't think it's dangerous. I've double-checked what it's doing, and it really is just...
roll the dice with our
what
health
was interesting
Peter.
Was, though, like one of the side effects of this medicine is possibly ankle swelling, right?
Ooh.
And I don't know if you've heard me complain, but I've been waking up with my right ankle kind of hurting.
Well, I usually don't listen while you're speaking, except when we're doing this show. So you may have been complaining about that.
I've been saying this stuff for weeks to you offline,
No kidding.
You haven't heard any of this?
No, none of it. No.
Well, anyway, it was really good doing this podcast with you because clearly I'll be dead in a day. No, everything's going to be fine. I don't want to worry anybody. You know who's going to call me now? Yeah. For real? It's my mom.
Of course she is.
She's going to say, what have you been doing?
Yeah, and my mom will call probably too, our two listeners.
Well, the pharmacist said, do you want to fix this right now and call your doctor and get a new prescription? And I said, no, what I want to do is learn how to read the dosage. So that's what I should do. Okay. As a 45-year-old man, I should know how to read the dosage.
And I'm not going to give you any advice on the, I think you're on your own path.
I think I'm fine. I think I'm okay. A little wheatgrass, half a baby aspirin. I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be fine. Wow.
And do you remember, I don't know how many shows back this was, when I said one of the dangers of running is that you run these long distances and you think you're invincible and you can just...
Oh, yeah, I can
do whatever. I can take medicine or not or whatever.
I'm going to swallow these razor blades. It's fine.
Ew.
That's like a magic trick.
Oh, okay.
I've seen it on TV. It's fine.
Hey, you know, we have a new segment, which is called Listener Questions.
Feedback Corner.
No, I like, yes.
Which do you like?
Go to the Feedback Corner.
You've been bad. I told you about Feedback Corner.
Go sit in the Feedback Corner.
I've said Feedback Corner to you every day since New Year's.
Does it rhyme with swelling ankles?
And you haven't heard any of this?
No.
Gosh, all right.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to kick it over to Lauren, the mistress of the Feedback Corner.
And she's going to recite them off of her treadmill for us?
I don't think we should call her the mistress. Well, let's come up with another title for that.
Master of her domain? Her treadmill domain?
Nothing. Treadmill queen?
No, hold on. I can do this. Conveyor belt Sally?
Treadmill Lauren? No, that doesn't sound good.
Don't tread on me, Lauren.
Running Lauren? You know, why don't we kick this over to Lauren at Feedback Corner?
Wow. So that we're just doing it that way?
Sure.
So, okay, Lauren, what do you got for us?
Hey there, all you cats. This question comes from our gal Karen. Virtual medals. Have you seen the ads appear on Facebook for virtual races? Run your own 5K, upload your time, and we'll send you this fabulous medal. Who is doing these? Someone new to running who's afraid of racing? Someone who just likes collecting hardware? I just wonder what your thought is on virtual medals. Well, Karen, if it ain't got bling, it ain't no thing.
Well, you know, I don't know very much about this topic at all, but I have run into it just in the last 2 weeks, Peter.
Okay.
To tell you the truth. So the idea is there's like virtual 5Ks that are being put on, which is you sign up for something, you register, just like it was a real race, except it's not a real race, and then you go run your 5K, and then they send you a medal or a certificate or whatever. There's another organization out there doing something like Run 1,000 Miles in 2016. You sign up ahead of time and they send you a medal when you self-report that you've done it. Hold on. Then the other one is if a race, for example, one in Millinocket that's raising money to help the library of this small town in Maine, if it's capped at 1,000 people and more people want to run, they could run virtually. What do you think, Pete?
Describe my face right now.
Okay, I'm going to go with this.
Yeah.
Slightly pained.
Yeah.
Questioning.
Yes.
And there may be some twinge of anger.
Well, here's the thing. If I followed what you said in your rambly fashion, as you are wont to do, I think what you just told me was that there's different permutations of these kind of things.
So right.
There are some that are truly virtual, like literally there's no real race. No more than one person anywhere is running this quote-unquote race at a time.
Right.
Then there are kinds, like you're mentioning, the Millinocket, Maine one, where it fills up, but people still want to support it.
Right.
So they're accepting the challenge and raising money or awareness, what have you, and then they're going to do it on their own time and log their thing as if they were part of that race, but just not unlike a podcast. It's analogous to podcasts are to radio, as virtual races are to real races. You sort of do them when you want to.
Okay, that's a horrible analogy.
I'm grabbing at straws.
But your explanation
here
was correct.
Because this whole thing is cockamamie. and the idea that there would be medals is cockamamie.
It is a little silly.
But I do want to thank Lauren for reading that so nicely.
That was great. Well, do you want to have her read another one?
I would, because I want to move off this topic because it's ridiculous.
Lauren?
This question comes from listener Michael. Winter has arrived, which means, of course, adaptation. While I never imagined tights coming into my personal wardrobe, I find myself with several pair. This, however, is not my first dance with spandex. As an avid cyclist, I was brought to the conclusion that spandex would become part of my life, even after successfully avoiding it through the hairband years of the 80s. This brings forth the ape in the room, the package. I first came to the package issue while out on a bike ride that ended with a surprise run-in with a good friend and her mom, whom I had yet to meet, with me on my bike, her mom sitting in her car, face to spandex package. It was a topic the next night at our planned dinner. So, what say you? How do we feel about the package display? Tights? Short shorts? Spandex? I'm at the point that going to the supermarket with tights on doesn't sound unreasonable. I thought about it, and one horrible day, I'm going to do it. I'm going to become that guy wearing spandex tights in the supermarket with the package. Well, Michael, I'll just say, there ain't nothing wrong with a nice package. That said, I'll throw this ball back to Peter and Brian.
Well, Pete, are you?
Okay.
Are you going to become the guy with the...
First off,
hey,
the power
are,
of that...
Are you tights guy in your neighborhood?
The power of that question is that Lauren did ask it. Like, there's something about Lauren asking that question. I mean, it's not really Lauren asking.
Well,
she's
not going to become tights guy.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a long history with this thing because when I first started running...
Yeah.
Now almost 2 years ago of any sort of
serious... Well, that is a long history.
That's a long history. Not really. But I didn't... No one told me, by the way, there's special tight running type underwear that one should wear.
Right.
I was wearing just your cotton boxer briefs or what have you underneath so-called running shorts.
Error message.
And stuff was just not okay.
No.
And again, not to be any kind of graphic, because you know me. I don't like to get to that level. There was a lot of chafing happening,
A
lot of discomfort post-run, sometimes mid-run, and everything felt just, in general, out of sorts.
Been there.
And then someone helped me and said, well, you know, you got to strap all that stuff down and tighten all that up and create barriers. So for me, it's not so much the tights... Yeah. As this gentleman is referring to, it's the under tights that my particular brand is New Balance. I like a tight short, an under short, and then it doesn't really matter what the exterior short is. Sometimes in the cold, it is winter tights. That's true.
Yeah.
So now to the meat of the question.
No pun intended.
Boy, stop it. Don't.
Yeah.
So.
Ouch.
I would argue that you might want to wear a looser fitting shirt or something long like a kilt, something,
a tunic,
a nice
dashiki,
whatever that just mitigates some of that visual, because I understand his problem with the height, where the eye line,
with the car window and the height of the average male.
That's a lot.
Okay, let me, I have two things to say about this.
Please.
First is this. Sure, you might have to wear synthetic clothing. I don't care. I live in a house of women, a wife and two daughters, and these are all the same thing to me. Yoga pants, tights, stretch pants, leggings. I don't know the difference.
What are capris? That's not that.
Completely different. We're talking about
tight-fitting things.
Tight-fitting things that go on your legs. Now, I will wear long underwear. They're all the same.
Are Spanx the same? Am I wearing Spanx? I think I am wearing Spanx.
You'd be wearing Manx.
Okay.
So, to me, they're all the same. And basically, no man should wear yoga pants in public without some sort of additional loose-fitting covering. And by that, I mean, put on another pair of shorts or a pair of wind pants, for crying out loud. We're not at the ballet, and you're not Baryshnikov. We don't need to see what you have to offer. Put something on over the tights. Now, here's the second thing I have to say.
That was all one thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
The second thing I have to say is this. You know, there's an acronym out there, and I don't think it's a complimentary acronym.
What do we got?
The acronym is MAML.
mammal.
And it describes something that happens in my neighborhood 10 months a year. Okay? If you're ever in the area around Walden Pond in Massachusetts, they come in ones and twos and tens and twenties. They're on very expensive bicycles, road bikes, and they're called mammals.
What does it stand for?
Middle-aged men in Lycra.
Okay, see, it's an M-I-L at the end there.
And it's never pretty. And I didn't ask for this show, folks. Again, I did not pay for tickets to the mammal show.
It's never guys in their 20s. Never is. It's really.
Let's put it this way. If you're listening to How Was Your Run Today, I'm going to say you're not a millennial.
Probably not.
Probably not. So you may be in the category.
You could be skewing mammal.
Yeah.
You could be skewing mammal. All right. Well, yeah. I learned a lot there.
Let's not do that.
Lauren, you got one more?
This question is a shout out from Brad. I'd appreciate an audio tour of some running apps you guys have used. I use 5K Run Meter. It has a remote watch OS interface, so I can look at my stats during the run. Instantaneous pace, average pace, distance, calories. Plus, the app is aware of my Bluetooth headset and music app and will respond to the pause button on the headset by speaking the stats after the music is paused, which is convenient if I'm not wearing the watch. But it doesn't seem to have that same interface with the podcast app, which is unfortunate because I've been running this week listening to How Was Your Run Today? Who hasn't been listening to it? Which has been like standing in a room of mirrors, particularly when listening to you talk about running to someone talk about running. Anyway, thanks for such amusing musings. They've brightened my day. Well, Brad, you brightened my day getting all gizmo and gadget speaking about a low-tech sport like running. My app would be my Xfinity cable box. That said, I'll throw this question back to the experts, Brian and Peter.
It's very meta.
It was
I
meta.
Like that. You start, because I don't have much to say about it, but I have a few
well,
things.
Well, we've just added another mirror, because now we're talking about running. Yeah.
Say what you got to say, because you're more technically minded than I am.
I'm not, actually.
You are.
You're the one who's more tech. So I have tried to make running as low tech as possible. And that's what, you know, one of the great appeals of it is that you really just need a pair of sneakers and some shorts and maybe a shirt. And if it gets chilly out, apparently you need some tights. I've run with my phone for a long time. I used a free app called Cardio Trainer, and it was great. It timed and mapped my runs, and it kept all the stats that I thought I needed.
Right.
Then I moved to Map My Run,
yes,
which is clearly superior in terms of interface and sort of what it can do. I have zero interest in the social media aspect of it and broadcasting what I'm doing. I can understand how it can be competitive, especially if you have a group or encouraging if you're trying to do that, but I get that through other means. And then just recently for Christmas, I got one of the Garmin running watches, a Forerunner 220, which is sort of one of their baseline watches. It doesn't have a heart rate monitor or anything else. Yep. But I'm absolutely in love with it. It's fantastic. It's and I know you have a Garmin watch.
I do. I have an older model, yeah.
I was always sort of not so sure about why would you need that. It's incredible because it's really built for a single purpose, which is simply timing and measuring your runs with GPS, and it's so simple to use. Now, I'll say this. My wife got a Fitbit HR. Fitbit has jumped way up in there. They actually have a GPS watch now.
They're doing the whole thing, yeah.
Competing directly with Garmin. And the Fitbit HR is a Fitbit. It does your steps, and it does your stair climbing, but it also does your heart rate. And one of the things that she discovered quite quickly was that some of the exercises that she was doing that she assumed was getting her in her peak workout mode, weren't doing it because her heart rate was not becoming elevated enough to get into that activity zone. So in just, a few weeks, she's been able to quickly modify her exercise regime and make it much more effective and efficient. Because of that information.
Yes.
And now I feel like I don't need the heart rate monitor. I don't know why. It's just too much information for me, and I'm not interested in achieving my VO max. It's like, hey, if I get really tired, I slow down a little bit.
Right, right.
If I feel like I have a little more in the tank, I pick it up a little bit. But yeah. I'm also trying to run longer distances, and I'm always concerned that I'm going to run out so far, and if I run too fast, I won't have the juice to get back.
To get back, yeah. Speaking of the Garmin, yeah, I have an older version of Garmin. Mm-hmm. I have the 415, one of the early low ones.
Right.
But the beauty of those things are now, because so many more have come out, if you're new to this and you want to try one, you can actually get one of the older models from the last 2-3 years. And as long as there's still GPS, they're really worthwhile trying, because it's going to change the way you sort of look at it.
Now, on the other hand, if you have routes that you know the exact distance, and this is what I did. I had a 3 and a 5.
Sure.
I knew how far they were.
Yep.
I just used my Timex Ironman.
You can
do
that,
I could time my runs.
Yep.
I didn't stop.
Yep.
So I would know my mile speed, and I would know my overall speed, and that was fine for me.
Yep. Well, you know, speaking of digital, Brian, I was an early adopter to map my run.
Yeah.
But offline, meaning I would go to the website and I would log a route or I would log miles and I would start figuring out what this was, what that was. But I was doing this all without GPS.
Right. So after the fact, you would literally call up a map on your computer and drag your little cursor self.
All serious. Absolutely. And that's how I built like my first 3 mile run, my first 5 mile run, my first 7 mile run.
Right.
And
you were doing
then,
this in like 1987, right?
This was a year ago.
Okay.
I could go do it now, actually, because I've never gone pro, and I know I should go pro.
Right.
I use them all the time, and I should go pro. I've not gone pro. I don't have any money. So, but then when I got the GPS watch, I would still do it. Go with me now.
Okay.
Because I wanted to see if the data was agreeing with each other. So I had two independent sources.
Oh, so you were doing an actual map versus what GPS told you to see if there was any difference.
Yep, and it's almost always exact. It's amazing.
That is stunning.
It is shocking. And I'll tell you something else. The per minute breakdown or the mileage per minute, it's always dead on. It's unbelievable. So you can rely on just after the fact as long as you remember your route. But that would be really hard. Like if I did a 7 mile route, I'd be like, wait, did I take that street or did I take that street?
Right.
I can't remember. So I would recommend... You just got to find the thing for you that jazzes you up.
That's right.
And if these little doohickeys do it for you, but you got to play around with it. So I would say to that question that was said again so lovely by Lauren.
Yeah, thank you, Lauren.
Don't spend a ton of money, but spend some money. And make sure you go to a store first and touch these things before you order them online, if that's what you're doing.
Oh,
because you got to know what they are.
Oh, yeah. Do your research. You know, start with a phone app or start with a iPod app.
Yep.
For just to see how you like it and then go from there.
And then turn the social media thing off. Nike Run, stop telling me that Brian's better than me.
Do you know what we've determined in this show today?
I don't know a thing.
We're not millennials.
No, we're old.
Yeah.
We're closer to mammals than we are millennials.
We are, well, I'm not a mammal today because I'm wearing regular cotton pants, but if I was to put on the spandex... Is that a good place to end it?
I don't know yet.
Hey, this has been episode 12 of How's Your Run Today with Peter Villa and Brian Gould. Music by Jeff Cronenberg. Anna Brooks is our social media guru. Listeners, please contribute to the show with your questions and comments, and you can have your questions and comments read by Lauren of Feedback Corner. Thanks, Lauren. For more info, like our page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at HWYRT. Visit our website, howisyourruntoday.com. Email us at howwasyourruntoday@gmail.com and sign up to get this podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud. Hey, while you're on iTunes and SoundCloud, please give us a rating and leave a review or comment. Every single one of those makes a difference in how this here little show is ranked. And that's almost in the top 25, Peter, of running podcasts.
That's not saying a thing. I don't know what that is. What does that mean?
I don't know.
There's like only 24 of them.
I wasn't going to say that. Hey, Pete...
Hey, Brian.
Have a good run today.
I will do my best.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, you know you got to strap all that stuff down.
Okay.
And tighten all that up.
Okay.
And create barriers.